the book Hebrews, part 192. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yapashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, it's nearly 800 pages, A4. It's so thick that you had to bind it into two books. Otherwise, you have a book on your lap of about 3.5 kilograms, and it's very difficult to study it when it's that heavy. And also, the binding won't last. I think for the time we're living in, with all the lies which is happening all about, all around, it's very important that we notice and take note of what is written in the book, the revelation of the book Revelation. Well, today is the 23rd. And actually a minute after 12 last night, it became the 23rd. So we are still here. Nothing has happened. Everybody is here. A lot of people have phoned me to find out whether I'm here or not. We are all here. So praise Yahweh for it. He's no man that he should say something and not do it. He cannot lie. But now, let's give everybody that predicted that it will happen the 23rd, the 24th. I never in the whole Bible ever found a prophet of Yahweh that says 23rd or 24th. If you're given a time, it's a time and a date or a time and a date. He never kept the door open. He never kept the door open. Because if it's Yahweh that said, he cannot lie. He's no man that he can or should lie. So we will wait for till tomorrow then, for the 24th. Let's be fair. Should you require this book, my WhatsApp number is +27 international code, and it's 0722-367-124. Also my website, https://yapha.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are to participate in a study, you are so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. Hallelujah. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege just to be able to study the Word of Yahweh, our Elohim. What a privilege. I want to return to the scripture yesterday morning, just to let it flow into verse 28. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, after this, after what? After you have died, there's a judgment. No, we saw yesterday. There cannot be a judgment for the bride. Not even for the sinners. I just want to conclude here. Even for the sinners, there is no judgment. Their deeds have judged them already. Why did Yahushua say to the guy on the throne, on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise? Because accepting Yahushua was the deed that gave him access to the third heaven, which is paradise. The other guy on the left hand side, if he dies on the same time, where has he gone to? Has he also gone to paradise? No. Why not? Because he mocked Yahushua and the other guy on the right hand side. He says, if you are God or Yahweh, release us all three from the cross. He was mocking. So let's say he died on the same time when Yahushua died and this other sinner. Where did he go to? To paradise. No ways. So where did he go to? Come on, where did he go to? He went to Hades. or Rim of Death, as you want to call it. There's different names for it. That's in the inner part of earth, where the souls are bound in spiritual chains. To do what? To wait for the white throne judgment. Even this guy on the right hand side are judged. How did he, what took him to Hades or the realm of death? What took him? It's not Yahushua that told him, you're going to hell. It's not hell. Hell can't be now because there's no hell existing right now. Hell will only be created, Revelation 20 verse 14, 13 to 14. See, there's no hell today. Is death or realm of death? So what condemned this guy on the left hand side? Yahushua didn't spoke a word to him, say you are condemned, you're going to... No. His life, his lifestyle, his attitude, the way that he lived, condemned him automatically. And that takes him where? To the realm of death or Hades, where he's going to wait till after the lamb's marriage and the bride's marriage, after the 7 years and 105 days of great tribulation, then after the battle of Armageddon, where the whole earth will be blown up to nothing, and where the earth will be overflown with water, as it was in Genesis 1 verse 1, and the spirit of Yahweh our Elohim dwell upon the water, was water, and then he moved the water, he opened the water in order for the stars to be able to see. And he took the water and he iced it up in the north and south pole, where it is, these ice mountains. And there's just as much ice in the south and north pole under the water as above the water. And that's why all these new ages, these humanists, they fear 1 degree heat. Then it brings up the sea with the meter, the level, because of gases and different things. But with the battle of Armageddon and that massive atomic heat will melt all the ice that is there, even under the water, and it will all return to water as it was upon water. Now, this guy on the cross, this first one, or the second one, the sinner, what convicted him? What took him to Hades or the realm of death? His style of living, his attitude, condemned him. So when he died, he didn't go to paradise. He went straight to Hades, not hell. Hades or realm of death. So on the end of the day, there will come a time after everything has happened, which I've just told you, that we will have the white throne judgment, where the bride will sit on the thrones, Revelation 20 verse 4, and judgment is given unto the bride. And these guys, the Antichrist people, and this guy that mocked Yahushua 2,000 years ago, and all the others, sinners, that even came through the great tribulation all the times, they will receive glorified bodies, because flesh and blood can't enter into heaven. So for them to go into heaven, they need a glorified body, because the spirit and the soul can't function without a body. We are spirit, soul and body. And then this guy is going to stand before the white throne judgment. Listen to what the Bible says now. So Yahushua was once offered to bear the sins of many for the last 2,225 years He bears the sins of many. I'm so glad He bore my sins. I'm so glad He gave me a chance. And when that chance came, that I could accept Him as my Savior, not understanding the revelation names as we do today, that's the second greatest miracle that ever happened, is that the fact that Yahweh allowed us to understand the revelation names according to the ancient original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam. Yahushua was once offered the high priest of the Old Testament of Moses, Aaron, Levi. He had to offer for his own sins yearly, and also for the sins of Israel, which was not mentioned. But Yahushua was offered once. He didn't have sin that he had to offer for himself an offering. He was offered for our sins, our iniquity. He bore the cross and the sins, because the Bible says, cursed is he that dies on a Roman cross. And that's why a cross today is a curse. The cross around your neck is a curse. The cross that's hanging in your car is a curse. The cross on your church roof is a curse. It draws demons. It was never a Christian symbol. Let me put it otherwise. It was never a Yahvist symbol. Because a Yahvist is those that is referred to as followers of Yahushua. The followers, the apostles and disciples of Yahushua were never wearing a cross. The cross was a curse. It's only in 327 at the Council of Nicene, when Emperor Constantine, who was a Pontifex Maximus, the vicar of Christ as they call him, the peacemaker, when he gave statue to the cross where Yahushua died on, and that's where it became the symbol for the Roman Catholic Church. And you must always say, see, when they make the cross, they start from the bottom upwards, they don't come, they make an upwards cross. A satanic symbol. So Yahushua was once offered to bear the sins of many. I'm so glad he bore my sins. And unto them that took for him, shouldn't that be a capital H? Shall he, capital E, appear the second time without sin unto salvation? That salvation can be a capital S. The Bible says we are redeemed by grace. We are redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. His life which He shed, His life which He has given. Isaiah 53 says that He bore my sorrows and my grievances. He bore my sins and my transgressions. And through His wounds and stripes, we are healed. We are saved. We are saved by love divine, by grace, and the grace is Yahushua. I always say grace has a name, Yahushua. He bore the sins, yes, for many, but I want to make it personal for me. What about you? That He bore your sins? Do you live as if you believe that Yahushua has taken your sins upon Him 2,000 years ago? Bible says, although your sins was as red as scarlet, it will become as white as wool. It was minded as white and pure as silk. What a privilege to have a Redeemer that does not believe it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for the tooth. He held his face. When they spit him, he just looked at them. There's a song that says he could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for us. In this 21st century, 2025, today, to know him as the resurrected Yahshua, our Redeemer, our Savior, the one that bore my sins. So he, Yahshua, was once offered. He's never going to be offered again to bear the sins of many. Which is the sins of many? Everyone that comes, everyone that has sinned, that lived in sin. So Prof, after you've been immersed and you never sin again, no, that's where we have the Ruach HaKodesh living in us. The Bible says that Yahweh doesn't live in temples which is made by hand. He says your bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He lives within us through the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Ruach HaKodesh teach and lead us and convicts us of sins and unrighteousness even before we do it. So Yahshua was once offered to bear the sins of many. I'm so glad he bore my sins. And unto them that took from him shall he appear the second time. That's actually not the second time. It's the third time. And I'm going to end with this. The first time was when he was born as a baby in a manger. The second time was when he was crucified as Yahshua. When he will appear for the bride the second time. On the end of Revelation 3:22. And the third time when he will appear, Revelation 19 verse 11, on the white horse, for the one third of Israel, when he will set his foot on Mount Olive, so that they can be the remnant of Israel, the one third of Israel, will be changed from mortal to immortality in the same way as we were. We have the Gentile bride, and then we have Jacob's bride, and together we are the wife of Yahshua. Revelation 21, verse 8 or 9. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Remember, tomorrow is the 24th, eh? Let's stay full of faith. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.